Okay, we are up to Perek Gimel in Sefer Daniel, and we have a major Perek. This is the Perek of Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah getting thrown into the fiery furnace because they did not bow down to the golden image. So again, the last Perek, we have the dream of Nebuchadnezzar. He didn't know exactly what the dream was and how to interpret it, and he was about to kill all of the wise people of Babel, and Daniel came and saved the day and told him what it was and told him he had dreamed of a statue with the head of gold and silver, and it meant all of the Malchios as described. In this Perek, Nebuchadnezzar builds a huge statue. Huge statue, and he gathers all the people of all the nations, because he was already the world leader at the time, and he says, everybody has to bow down to my statue. When you hear the music and the shofar, and everybody bows down, and then there were some people that said, but do you know, if some Jews were here, Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah, they wouldn't bow down. He says, what? He says, call them here, and he calls them there, and he says, whoever doesn't bow down to my statue will get thrown into the fiery furnace. And they say, well, we are not bowing down. We believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he will protect us. Even if he doesn't protect us, we are not bowing down to your statue. And what happens, he gets very angry, and he throws them in. He says, first heat it up sevenfold, and they heat it up, and they tied up Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah, people are bringing them to the fire. The people who are bringing them get burned up because it was so hot. They drop Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah into the fire, and nothing happens to them. Nebuchadnezzar is looking at the scene, and he sees four image figures. He says, what are the four? Didn't we put just three in? What are the four? But he seems to be the only one that saw. He goes to the edge of the fire. He sees they're walking around. They're not touched. He says, come out. They come out, and he says, I can't believe it. Your God is the ultimate God. Didn't stop being an Obed-Edom Zara, but he says, your God is the ultimate God. He makes a decree. Anyone who makes fun or talks negatively about the God of the Jews will be killed, and their house will be destroyed. And he elevates the position of Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah. Perek gives their Persian names. The last three psukim are really the beginning of the next Perek, a letter that he sends out to all of his provinces, but we'll get to that, B'Hashem, in a couple of minutes. Even as an introduction to this Perek, we can note that the concept of Mesiras Nefesh in Am Yisrael, which this Perek obviously is a major example, that's given by the Rishonim as well, goes back all the way to the Akedah. We know the comment that we've quoted many times of the Nefesh HaChaim. Rav Chaim Yivolozhin, his comments in the Ruach Chaim, his commentary on Pirkei Avos, where he writes on the Mishnah, Asara Nisyonos Nisnasa Avram Avinu. 10 tests Avram Avinu passed. He notes that in the previous Mishnah, the Mishnah mentioned there were 10 generations from Noach to Avraham, and he's not called Avinu there. He's only called Avinu in Perek Hey Mishnah Gimel, by the Nisyonos. Why is that? Says Rav Chaim Yivolozhin, Ki kama midos shat tzadik torach v'yagal lahasigam, that when a tzaddik, when somebody is toreach and works hard to achieve something, he puts it into the DNA of his children. Ubiksas yagia yagiu lazeh. And with a little hard work, the children could get it. It's already in their DNA. Kamoshinira bachush, sharabim me'ami ha'aretz me'ayudim, moser mitzasim al-kiddush Hashem. Where does it come from that somebody can be moser nefesh al-kiddush Hashem? V'umutba banu me'avinu Avraham. Shemaser nafsho l'ur kazdim. Because Avram Avinu was thrown into Ur Kasdim, he was thrown into the fiery furnace, and that put into the DNA of all Jews forevermore the ability to be Moser Nefesh for Hashem. All the Asar Nisyonos of Avraham. The ability and the awakening aspect of a Jew who just gets up to leave Galus to go to Eretz Yisrael. That's from Lech Lecha. The Kabbalah called the Avdei Mishmaya Latav, and the fact that Jews could have a positive attitude in difficult times, it comes from the fact that he was a Maharer during the Ra'av. So again, that's what Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah Yarshin this Midah, and we again Yarshin did from them. There is a major Machlokas Rishonim, whether the idol that the pesel, the big statue that Nebuchadnezzar built, was an actual Avodah Zarah or not. Again, we'll just mention the Shitos, but obviously we could have many Shirim and a lot of Lumdas on each of these. There is a Deya in Tosfos and Psachim and Daf Nun Gimel, and this is the Deya of Rav Sadi Gaon, and this is the Pashtus of Chazal, that it was real Avodah Zarah. It was real Avodah Zarah, and they were asking Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah to bow down to Avodah Zarah, and therefore they had to do it. Yari Vayavar. All the other Jews violated. Right, Yarva Yava. This is the Pashtus of the Gemara in Maseches Megillah, where the Gemara asks, why is it that the Jews were chayev kliya in a couple of years later, in the days of Purim? Why were they chayev kliya? Why were they chayev destruction? So the Talmid of Esther of Shemai Chai, says, you tell me, Amrulahem, Amrulam, Ebrei Shenanu Misuda Shal Achashverosh. First Pshat, because they enjoyed the Suda of Achashverosh. Im Kain Shabashushan Yehargo Shabachal Olam Loa Yehargu. So just the people who enjoy the Suda in Shushan. So they say, okay, you tell us, Ebrei Shishtachavu Litzelem. Because they bowed down to the Tzelem generation before. They bowed down to the idol. So it sounds like it was Mamish Avodah Zarah. It was Mamish Avodah Zarah. Right, and that's the, Shita of the She'iltos as well, the She'iltos, when he talks about the, in She'ilta, in Parshas Va'era, right, where it's spoken about by the, we'll get to that, Gemara, where he speaks about the mitzvah of Mesiris Nefesh, the Mechayiv de Beis Yisrael, Mimsar Nafshai, Kedusha Zashem, the Kutcha Brichu, the Chulu, and he gives an example, Mechayiv Lemimsar Nafshi Luktala, Velo Liflach, Lavodazara, Tahaki Ashkechan, Bechananim, Beshalva Zarya, then it's Siv points out in the Hamak Shela, he sounds like those, that of you, that it was real about Azara. The Rambam himself gives the example of Chananim, Beshalva Zarya, in Hilchot Yisodi HaTorah, when he talks about the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, in Perak Hay, the Rambam says in Perak Hay, Halacha Dalid. Call me Shneimer Bo Yavar Al Yahari Vinerik Velo Avar Aizem Meschay Benafsho. But anybody who does fulfill it, so then he is Mekadesh Shmo. Call me Shneimer Bo Yahari Bo Yavar Vinerik Velo Avar Aizem Kiddush Hashem. Vimhaya Basar Mi Yisrael Aizem Kiddush Hashem Barabim. Kid Daniel, not here, because Daniel wasn't here. Chananya Mishal Vazarya Ukrabi Akiva Vachaverav. Right, so he gives those examples. When somebody is killed al Kiddush Hashem. So it sounds like from the Rambam, from the She'iltos, from many, from Chazal, that it was actual Avodah Zarah. So this means the rest of Am Yisrael are really violating and they fell. There is a day of the day of Rabbeinu Tam, quoted in a few places in Shas, including Psachim Nun Gimel Amabez, Mefarsh Rabbeinu Tam, that Tzelem Zeh, because what's the question that they're bothered by? That what, nobody else did it? It was just only these three people? Among other questions, Rabbeinu Tam says, Selam Zesha Asa Nubuchadnezzar, Lava Varazaraya, Ela Indarta Sha'asa Lefor Atzmo. He built it to honor himself, but it wasn't actual Avodah Zarah. That's the Deya in Rabbeinu Tam, that's what the Malbim assumes, the Abarbanel, but this is a major machlokes here. The Mishpat Zozov suggests that maybe this was part of the Mesiris Nefesh that they had, because even they were unclear whether it was actually Avodah Zarah or not. And sometimes if you know something is Mamish Aser, then it's easier to deal with. If it's a Safek, you could be more Heter, and there's much more challenge to be able to fulfill the right thing. But either way, this is part of the Mesiris Nefesh that they went through. But here we go. This is all background to the Perek. Nebuchadnezzar. Let's start it up. Malka, Avad Slaim, Ditahav. He made a statue, was all gold. Why was it all gold? So the Malbim says, because remember the previous parak, only the head was gold, and that was Nebuchadnezzar, that was Babel, and then all the rest of the parts of the body were different nations. And not gold, silver and copper. He made it all gold to try to disprove the dream. I'm going to be a bubble, it's going to be forever. And what did it say at the end of the parak? That Am Yisrael is going to overcome. He's going to overcome all of the nations and be forever. So that's what Rav Sadi Gon says here. He thought if he could be machshil the Jews, so then he could get rid of the whole plan. Kol kach lama, says Rav Sadi Gon, kedei lahachshil es Yisrael, ki al divras ha-pitaron, shepater lo Daniel, shasidin amalchias lehi batel, u-malchusa she-Yisrael is kayem, chasha beliba la-pil es Yisrael, ba-alila. He's going to make him fall and get rid of the plan. So, says the Pasuk, Nebuchadnezzar built this big tzelem, Rume Amin Shisin, 60 amos high, Psoye Amin Shis, 6 amos wide. Rashi already asks, how could that stay? That's so tall and so skinny. How could it stay up? So, Rabibi says, they brought all the gold from Yerushalayim, and they melted it down, and they helped, that was its stand, Rachman al-Itzlan. Ma'amidin osov, v'nofel ha-sheviyu kalzov shel Yerushalayim, v'shavchu dimus al-raglov, and they help it stand up that way. Akime bebikas dura, and they put it in bikas dura. It's bikas dura. According to many, Rabbeinu Bachai and Bracious, the Ebenezer here says it was the place where the Migdal Bavel was. Place with Migdal Bavel. They're trying again to rebel against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Arizal says that the neshama of Nimrod was the neshama of Nebuchadnezzar, right? Gilgal amongst Darbar Shoyim. So it was in Bikas Dura in Medinas Bavel. When Nebuchadnezzar Malka Shlach Lemichnash, he told everybody to gather. Lachashdar Penaya, Signaya, sounds like the Megillah, right? That's the same time period. Upachvasa, all these types of officers and governors. Adar Gazraya, Gidavraya, Desavraya, all these different types of governors to come. Lemese, Lachanukah Salma, to come for the Chanukah Satzelem, Tiheke Nebuchadnezzar Malka. Veidim is Kanshin, while they were all gathering. Unclear, did they know why they were gathering? The Al-Sheikh assumes they did not know. They did not know. They were just coming, and then they were going to find out. The Malbim says, no, that was Dafka the point. They were going to come, Bikavana, and bow down, and the whole, all their countries where they were from are going to know what this was for. Ad Shebe'es Asifasa Miskapsu Befeir Shaltachlazeh Bofen Shenoda L'chol Ha'amim Shesareim Olchim L'kabal Malchus HaZahav Ad Olam Umeata Komashi Asuhu Bas Kamasu Bishlichusam Shel Ha'amim. So they knew about it according to the Malbim. So they all come to this statue that Nebuchadnezzar made. The Koimim L'kabal Salmo Diekim Nebuchadnezzar Pasik Dalit V'charoza Kare Bachayel. And the announcement came L'chon Amrin Amamai. I'm telling you, all these nations, all of you that are here, Umayev L'shanaya Be Dona Di Sishman Kol Karno. When you hear the sound of the shofar and all the other musical instruments, not Dafka shofar, but all the other instruments, Rav Sadigon says, one of the ways that your mamacha king is by blowing shofar. So that's one of the 10 kavanas that we have on the Rosh Hashanah. But here, this is what they use it. When you hear the keren, mashrukisa, kasro, sabcho, all these different types of musical instruments, sumpanya, v'chozne zmara, tiplun v'tiskadun, bow down and bend, letzelem dava to the golden statue, tiyaken v'chanetzer malka. Umandi la yipel v'yiskor ba, shata yisramei, lego atu nuria kitun. Whoever does it, it's going to get thrown into the fiery furnace, right? This has been done for years in Bavel, right? Nimrod threw Avram into the fiery furnace. The Malbim says, you know, why Dafka fiery furnace? Why not hanged? Why not other punishments? Because the furnace, there's nothing left. And the kings of Bavel didn't want to leave anything left from those who rebelled against them. Ze onesh lamamre mitzvas hamelech. Vegam lisrof ulavaras hamorim min ha'olam. Sheyia kelohaya. Velo ta'asem ridaso roshem. Nobody's going to remember Be'inyana Ruchani Asher Kivein B'Malchus HaNitzchi. And therefore, burned. Kol Kavod Naba Zimna Kedsham. So what happened? When the Olam Amim Kol Karna, when they heard it, the Chol Zimna Zimra, Naflin Kol Amai, they all fell down. Tiakinu Buchanetzer Malka. Kol Kavod Naba Zimna Karavu Guvern Kazdom. What happened? A couple of anti-Semites came. Some Babylonians came. Ba'achalu Kartzion Diyudoi. That basically means they gossiped. Rashi explains, Rashi quotes this Allah Torah also. What does it mean? They gossiped, they ate something, and they gossiped over the food that the Jews aren't bowing down. There were plenty of Jews that were bowing down, but there were going to be a few that weren't going to bow down. This is a classic anti-Semitic, what the Rishayim and our enemies do to us. There are a couple of Jews that did something or that didn't do something. The entire Jewish people are blamed. This is exactly what happened here. V'achal karteo diyudai, all the Jews, anu v'amrin, they said, l'nebuchadnetzer malka, malka la'almin yichaye, yeah, we're on your side, we want you to live forever. Ant malka samta tame, you said made a gzera, dikol enesh diyishmakol karna, mashro kiso, kasros, you said whenever you hear the musical instruments, yipo v'yisko l'tzelam dava, and whoever does it, mandi lo yipo v'yisko, yisrimi l'guatu nure yakitza. Isai guvern yudon, there are some Jews, diman isai yason, that you even appointed, over here, parts of the country. They're not listening to the other part of the Gzeira. Right? They're not listening, and they got Chananim Shavazari in trouble. What's the big kasha? A number of kashas. One kasha is the Gemara in Sanhedrin Sadi Gimel. Where was Daniel? He was the head of them. Right? I mean, these were the younger partners. But where was Daniel? So the Gemara asked that. Where was Daniel? The Gemara says he was not in the country. Somewhere he left, he went. Maybe Nebuchadnezzar sent him somewhere because he didn't want them there. Maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent him because he didn't want people to think that it was only Daniel's chus that they were saved and not their own chus. Different day is there in the Gemara, Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadi Gimel, Amid Aleph. So they say that they're not going to listen. They're not going to bow down. Nebuchadnezzar, he gets very angry. Bring them to me. So they're brought. He says to them, is it really true? Shadrach, Meshach, Va'avednego. Those are the Babylonian names for Hananiah, Mishael, Vazaria. You're not going to bow down to my God and to my Pesel, right? It sounds like it's a god. Kan heini sichun asidin dibidona, the tishman called karna, mashrokisa. When you hear the show, when you hear the sound of the instruments, you have to bow down. Because if not, you're going to get thrown into, we'll go atu nur yakita, this fiery furnace. Umanu Allah di yeshez vinchon min yadei. Which god is going to save you from me? Anush, it's funny that he already knew Daniel, he already recognized Daniel, but no. Anu shadrach meshach va'abednego. Va'armin lamalka nebuchanetzar lo chashchin. We're not nervous about Nebuchadnezzar. Sorry, you're a king, but we're not nervous. Anachna al dunot piskam la hasav usach. We're not nervous about this. Hein Yisrael akana di anachna polchin. The God that we serve, yachol yashizav usana, kid save us. Min at tenura yakitza, from the fiery furnace, o min yadach malkash yishesev. And from you, he can save us from the furnace, he can save us from you. Vehein lo yadia levi lach malka. Di alakach lo asina polchin. And even if he doesn't, we still are not going to bow down. We're still not going to serve your tzelem. Well, it's Avin David Yakem to Alon Iskud. There's an amazing medrash in the Shir and Shirim Rabbah that tells the story. When they knew what was happening, so they went to ask their friend Daniel. I guess Daniel was still in the country at that time. So they went to ask Daniel, what's going to happen? Shir and Shirim, Parsha Zion. Holchu lohem eitzel Daniel. Amar lo Rabbeinu Daniel. Nebuchadnezzar helm tzelem. Vehifrish mikol umu v'um ha-shlosha shlosha. Vilanu hifrish mikol Yisrael. Ma'ato omer lanu. Niskod le'olo. Should we bow down? So this is one of the riots that it wasn't actually Avodah Zarah. What's the kasha? Niskod le'olo. Amar lohem. Daniel says, Hinei ha-navi lefnechem l'chu eslo. Go to the Navi. Which, again, remember the machlokes, Abar b'nel and Yechez, and the Rambam, whether he was a Navi or not, it sounds like you're like the Rambam. Go to the Navi, unless they're saying the Navi. Go to Yechezkel and ask him. Hochol miyad etzi Yechezkel. Yechezkel was there at the time. Amrulo, Kamosha Amrulo Daniel, Nisko Leolo. Should we bow down? Amar lohem. Kvar mekubal ani mishayo Rebbe. I already have a Messor from Mishayo. Chavi kimadrega yavarzam. Go hide. Go hide. Amrulo, they say, we're not hiding. So what? And then there's going to be a terrible Chil Hashem? They're going to say every nation bow down? Ma'at boy dihon, Amr Nadin Salma, Sagdun Le Kalumaya. It's going to be a terrible Chil Hashem. What should we do? Begain dehon Amr Nadin Salma, Kalumaya, Sagdun Le Barmi Yisrael. But if we go and we don't bow down, then the Jews, then they'll know. Amr Lahem, Im Kedat Chem, Hamtinu Liat Sheem Lech Begvura. Let me go ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As the Pazik says in Yechezkel, Chaf, Bo Anashim Yizikne Yisrael, Lidroshes Hashem, Yeshiva Lefanai, Umi Ehayu Elu, Hanani Mishav Azariah. Amr lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Yechezkel asks Hashem, Ribono Shel Olam, Chanani Mishal V'Azariah Mevakshim Litin Nafshem HaKdusha Shemecha, they want to be Moser Nefesh, Miskayim Atalehen Olo. Are you going to be Mekayim for them? Are you going to save them? Amar lo, Eini Miskayim Aleim. No. I'm not going to save them. Me'acher Shekaram Temli. Look what the Jews did. L'hachar Basi, Lisra Becholi. My house was destroyed and they're in Golus. V'achar kach adem bo'am l'darsheni. Now they want to be saved. I chai ani emodarish emadrosh lachem. I swear. But Osasha Yechezkel comes back crying. Vai Lasoni Yisrael of the Sheiris Yehuda. He's so depressed. Shlonish Tayim Yehuda Ela Elu Bilvad. These are the only ones. These are the only ones. And they're going to be killed. These are the greatest we have left. Yechezkel mourns. Kima to Asa Amru Le Mamar Lo Kadosh Baruch Hu. Amar Lo Hem Einim Eskayim Aleichem. Yechezkel tells them the truth. Amru Lo, they say, okay. Bein Miskayim, Bein Sheinim Eskayim. Anu Nosu Nafsho Sein Akdush Hashmo. Doesn't matter. This is what we're doing. Teda lechashu kein, and these medayik and the psukim that they didn't know, they leave, they go, and right after that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes back to Yechezkel. Ma denafkin min gabei to Yechezkel, nigla HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'amar lo Yechezkel, ma tzavur, sheini miskayim aleihem, miskayim aleichem. Of course I'm going to save them. These are the greatest of the dar. But they didn't know that, and Yechezkel didn't even know that for a moment. That's the amazing medrash, and that's what they say here. Bein lo yadia, they didn't know. They didn't know whether they were going to be saved or not. There is a gemara in Psachim that you can't not mention when you do this parak. That's the gemara I referred to before. Nun gimel amebeis. And this pashas of this gemara sounds like maybe it wasn't real avodah zarah, because the gemara says, why were they moser nefesh? Why did they refuse? So it should have just said because there's a mitzvah of kiddush Hashem. Doesn't say that. It says, and again, much has been written about this, they made a kal v'chomer from the frogs. Nasu kal v'chomer ba'atzman mitzvardim. Uma'atzvardim she mitzuvah na kiddush Hashem. The frogs that are not mitzuvah on the mitzvah of kiddush Hashem. Ksiv behu uvo alo ba'isecha. Uvesanarecha. Uvesharosecha. Ematzai mitzvah mitzvah zezo tanur. When are the doughs by the tanur? When it's on and they jumped in. If the frogs jumped into the ovens, Anu mitzuvah nakadush Hashem alachas kama v'kama. We're mitzuvah kiddush Hashem. So surely we have to give our lives. If the frogs gave their lives, so we have to give our lives. The frogs are a mitzuvah kiddush Hashem. The frogs had to do it. Okay. But there's a lot written about it, just to mention. Mara makomani. with that Gemara. So what happens? So they say, we're not going to bow down. So Badai Nebuchadnezzar Ismaili Chema, he's very angry at Suleiman, Poe Yishtini, and his face changes. Al Shadrach Meshach Levadego, and he says, throw him in! But first he says, Bamar Lamezi Latuna Chad Shiva, make it 7 times hotter. Aldi Chazel Mezye. Why 7 times higher? The Malbim explains that they believed in Hashem and his power, but they thought there was a limit. They thought that he was great, but not totally. Like, there was a limit to his power. Right, so maybe there's, do it seven times above. Or if you look in the Mishmas Azov, he says, suggests maybe based on the Gemara in Yuma. Gemara in Yuma says there are 6 fires. 6 fires. Number 5 is Gavriel. Number 6 is the Esh Deshchina. This is one above. One above. Make it 7 times hotter. So they made it 7 times hotter, and they tie them up, because maybe they think they're going to try to get away. Badin Gavraya Yileh Kefitu Basar Balan, they were tied up in their own fancy clothing they were still wearing. The Gemara Darshins, that just because you're in a scary situation, don't dress any less noble than you normally would. What happens, Chav Beis, Kol Kabal Dinam in Diri, Milas Malka Machzifa, the helpers go, and because it was so hot, they themselves get burned. Gavraya Yileh Tiasiku L'Shadrech Meshav, having to go, Katilimon, Shchiva, Shviva Dinura, sparks, kill them, and Chanan Meshav Azariah just fall into the fire. Eidai Nebuchadnezzar Malka Tva, and all of a sudden Nebuchadnezzar is in shock. Vekampe his Bahala, and he stands up, Aneva Amar Allah Davro, and he asks to the person next to him, Halaguvrin Tlasa Remena Lago Nura, Mechavtin, didn't we just throw in 3 people? Aninva Amar Malka, Yetziva Malka, correct. Aneva Amar, Hana Chazi Guvrin Arbo, but I see 4 figures. Shrine Malchim Begonura. The Chabaluisibon. Number 1, I see 4. Number 2, they're not getting hurt. The Revi di Revia Dame Labar Elohin. And the 4th one looks like an angel. The Gemara Pesachim tells us, Kuf Yud Ches, it was Gavriel Hamalach. Gavriel went down. He's the Malach that's Mimuna on Eish. Right? The Gemara says there that the Malach went on water, wanted to go down, and he's like, Gavriel says, no, I'm going to go down and I'll take care of it. In the fire. There's a beautiful Gemara there about Gavriel. But that's what Nebuchadnezzar saw. Had to know what a Malach looks like. So Rashi quotes that Nebuchadnezzar was there years before by Sancheriv, when 185,000 soldiers died overnight. Nebuchadnezzar was on the level. Maybe because of this, it's all part of the divine plan. He was able to see the Malach there, and that's how he recognized the Malach here, and he was able to report that he saw it. Nobody else saw it. But they created Nebuchadnezzar l'sra to Nurei Akita. So Nebuchadnezzar comes to the opening of the pit of the fire. On Ev Yamar, he says, Shadrach Meshach Vavinigo, Avdoi di Alaka Ilah. You who serve the God above, Puku Vesu, come up. Count. Rashi points out, it doesn't say come up, because one of the 6 Nisan, the Gemara says 6 Nisan took place, the floor was raised up. So they wouldn't have to go down and then get up. So he just says, come out. Rashi also quotes, it's not covet to come out if the king didn't tell you to come out. So they waited. Avol Bishet Betuchin. Fascinating. So they come out, Umiskanshin, and all of the wise men and sorcerers already, and the governors gather to see. They didn't get burned at all or singed. Nothing. It didn't even smell like fire. They didn't even smell. After you're at a bonfire, you always smell. Baruch el kahon. Wow, praised is the God, the Shadrach Meshach Vavinego, the Shlach Malache Veshezev Lavdoi, that he sent his angel, maybe that's referring to Gabriel, and he saved his servants, the Yisrachitzu Aloi, that relied on him. Umilas Malka Shaniv Viav Geshmeon, the Lo Yifluchun, Velo Yiskun Lekol Aloi Elohein Lelohein. They didn't serve any other God. And he therefore sent out a proclamation, Umini Simtaim, the Kol Ambulum of Elashon. Any other people, the Yemar Shalu, that say something negative al Elokaon about Hashem, the Shadrach Meshach Vavinego, Hadomin Yisave, they will be killed. Ubay Se Navali Yishtave, the same lashon was used in the 2nd parak, and their house will be in shambles. Kol Kavod Dila Isi Ale Acharon. No, the Yukol Atzala Kedunah. Nobody could save like this God could save. It's amazing that Nebuchadnezzar had this epiphany, an amazing statement. But he remained in over to Vodazara. He made the rule, he can't talk badly about it, but he didn't start believing. Badin Malka, Haslach, Lashadrach, and what did he do? He raised them up in Medinas Bavel. The Hananim Shavazari are never heard of again. The Gemara Sanhedrin, Sadi Gimel, has different deos. What happened to them? Different deos. Some say they made Aliyah, some say they died. From the Ayin Hara, some say they died different Pshatim, they died in From the roke, whatever that means. That's one Gemara. The Gemara in Sadi Bezim Abezim Sanhedrin, the Amud before, also discusses, not for now, but at this time exactly was when Yechezkel was Mechaya that Samos Yeveshos. Dafka at this time in Bikaz Dura. So why Dafka that took place is also a discussion, but one should just be aware of those two Gemaras, Sadi Bezim Abezim, Sadi Gim Oman Aleph. The last three psukim, the Mefarshim point out, really don't belong here. They really belong at the beginning of the next parak. Nebuchadnezzar sends out a letter to all his constituents. Nebuchadnezzar Malka Lachalam Amayu Maya Belishanaya to all of the countries. The Dairim Bechalara Shalom Chon Yaske Shalom Aleichem. The Asayu Vivitimaya, the Avanimi, all the miracles and the osas that happened to me. This is not talking about the previous parak, as we'll see in the discussion. He just wanted to reveal and tell over everything that happened. That's going to be about a different topic, what is parak Dalid, and we will, B'Hashem, get to that. Now we'll have to stop.